Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
The Festival Players production of The Little Shop of Horrors comes to the ADC Theatre in Cambridge from Tuesday the 14th to Saturday the 18th of January. And I'm very pleased that DJ playing Audrey 2 from the cast joins me today. Hello to you.
Oh, hello, Alex.
Could you give us an idea of what the story is, the kind of plot of the musical and sort of what it's about for anyone that doesn't know?
Sure. So Little Shop of Horrors is a dark comedy musical that tells the story of Seymour, this very shy florist assistant that stumbles across a mysterious plant that starts to give him fame and fortune. However, this plant starts demanding something of Seymour more and more, to the point that Seymour has to decide whether to give in to these demands of what happens to be a sentient plant or try to get rid of it. The story is also a love story between Seymour and Audrey, another florist assistant that works with him. And it is to the audience to find out whether they have a happy ending or they face a gruesome demise.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. And if anyone's seen the film, of course, is it similar to the film?
Well, the film has, let's say, a different ending to the original story.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so I think the film was trying to make the story a bit more palatable to a broader audience.
Oh,
but
okay.
If you want a bit of grim and gore, come to see us.
Now, Audrey works with Seymour and they become very good friends. I'll just say that. I'm not sure how much is known at the beginning, but you play Audrey 2. Now, what is Audrey 2?
So, yes, Audrey 2 is this mysterious plant that Seymour buys from a Chinese vendor. And because he cannot identify the plant, he names it after the girl he fancies very much. Yes. However, Audrey 2 will definitely have many more demands than Audrey in the story.
Oh, this is it a fun role to play?
Oh, I am loving it. Since I am, as a person, interpreting, playing this plant, I am not on stage. I am not visible. So that gives a lot to play with in terms of voice. So I can really go all the way with how monstrous I can be, how evil and vile I can be to these people.
Yeah. And have you done much musical theatre before?
Yes, I've been in a few productions in Cambridge and Saffron Walden. I started in 2019 and then for obvious reasons that went to a halt for a few years, and I'm very happy to be back on stage.
Brilliant. And how are the rehearsals going?
Oh, very well, very well. We're really having good fun. We are not a very large cast. We've kind of extended from the original expectations of the cast for this show, but there is a fun role for everybody, yeah. That's for sure.
That's lovely, isn't it? That's really good. And what do you think is your favourite part of it?
Well, I might be partial to it, but I do like the part in which I do nasty things to nasty people. And also nasty things to nice people.
I was going to say them. When you just said nasty things to nasty people, I thought, oh, okay, that's nice. He's kind of quite good, really. But then when you said he does it to not so nasty people, then maybe that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I feel like the audience will realise what are the real motivations of this very interesting plant.
And who is it aimed at? What age group would you say it was aimed at?
Right. So I think that anyone from the age of 12 upwards would be very welcome. I would say that some scenes can be a bit scary for younger audience members. So I would say just bring your older kids that will definitely enjoy the puppetry and the story and the gore and the laughs.
Yeah. So if anyone of a slightly sensitive nature, maybe to be aware, I think it's probably the good idea, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
And where should we get tickets from?
So we are playing at the ADC Theatre. So the best place to get your tickets is on the ADC Theatre website.
Brilliant. That's great. And do you want to remind everyone of what the dates are?
Absolutely. That is from the 14th to the 18th of January.
And why do you think we should get tickets?
Oh, well, it's a brilliant story. If you like a love story, you have to buy a ticket. If you like sci-fi, you have to buy a ticket. If you like Motown and rock and roll music, you have to buy a ticket. If you like puppets, you have to buy a ticket. There is a little bit of everything for everyone, really.
Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Well, DJ, thank you very much for telling us all about it. And I believe tickets are selling quite well, aren't they? So if people are thinking about it, you should be getting them before Christmas as a Christmas present or something.
Oh, absolutely. The tickets are really, really selling fast. So there is still availability. There is some limited availability on the Saturday, but still some good availability on the earlier days. So I recommend everyone to go and get their tickets as fast as they can.
Thank you very much, and break a leg for the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Alex. Cambridge Radio.